Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Have you noticed that tardiness is on the rise? People are chronically late for work, for their child's teacher conference or athletic contest, or even parties and celebrations. As the old saying goes, they will even be late for their own funeral. Yet punctuality is one of the key ways that we can positively brand ourselves. Today we will explore why it is so important to be on time for all your scheduled events. Whether your appointment may be a phone call, a business meeting, or a dinner engagement, you should always strive to be on time. When you are on time, it demonstrates that you are diligent and dependable. It indicates that you honor your commitments and that you can be trusted. Being on time shows that you have respect for other people and that you care as much about their time as your own. It sets a good example for your children and others who look up to you, and it builds self-confidence. One of the common attributes of all successful people is that they view their time as a precious resource. When you are late for appointments with people who value their time, you will have wasted one of their most valuable assets, and there is a good chance that they will view you as rude, irresponsible, and disrespectful. Is this how you want to brand yourself? Not only should you make every effort to be on time for business-related appointments, but you should also do your utmost to be on time for your personal commitments. Valuing your friends' time and earning their respect is an important part of your individual reputation. Let's now look at two specific business scenarios where punctuality is critical. Not only should you strive to be on time for an appointment, but I also recommend that you set a goal to arrive at least 5 minutes early. Here are four reasons why you should always try to arrive early. First, to give yourself a buffer in case something delays you. Planning to show up at the exact time of your appointment leaves no room for error. Second, to be relaxed for your appointment. Running through the door stressed out because you are rushing never reflects well on you. Third, to make sure that you are prepared for the appointment. Always arrive early so that you'll have a few minutes to relax, think about your agenda, and get organized. If I'm meeting with some prospective clients at a restaurant, I select a table out of the way. Being early gives me the opportunity to determine the best location for the meeting and to ensure that the clients are not distracted. And fourth, to avoid making up excuses for being late. I don't know about you, but I hate listening to excuses, and even worse, I hate making excuses. When I was a realtor, I would arrive for my appointments 5 minutes early to gather my presentation materials and review any notes I had taken. Then, at the exact time of the appointment, I would ring the doorbell. This was an easy way to make a great first impression. Let's take a quick look at phone appointments. When you schedule phone calls, always be clear about who's responsible for initiating the call. When you don't know who is initiating the call, then accept responsibility and make the call at the scheduled time. This puts you in control. If you are the person responsible for initiating the call, what kind of impression will you make? Will it be positive, neutral, or negative? If you want to really gain the edge in life, you want to take advantage of all the opportunities that are presented to you to make a positive impression on others. If you call more than 5 minutes early or more than 5 minutes late, you will run the risk of making a negative impression. If you call 1 or 2 minutes early or 1 or 2 minutes late, you will likely not make any impression because that's what most people do. When you call at the exact time of your call, you have the opportunity to make a positive impression. I have had hundreds of people tell me, "Wow, you're right on time." That comment tells me I made a positive impact. When you have a call scheduled, write it in your appointment book, and if necessary, set your cell phone alarm to notify you 2 minutes in advance. Then, at the exact time, press send. Circumstances do arise, and it won't always be possible to be on time. If you are going to be late for an appointment, call as soon as you know you're going to be late. This allows others to plan their schedules accordingly. When you are on time, you enhance your brand. When you are late, you devalue your brand. Being on time is a choice. Let me encourage you to take pride in being a person who is always on time and prepared for your appointments. Remember, there is no downside risk to showing up early, but there is significant downside risk to showing up late. If being on time is a challenge for you, I encourage you to share your experiences in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, you can be respected as someone who is always on time if being on time is important to you.